Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Pastor John Riley with today's daily devotional. It's called The Communion Connection. Jesus' death connects us to Him and to each other. This principle is so important that the Apostle Paul makes a stink about the saints in Corinth's practice of communion. Actually, he doesn't make a stink. He points out that their practices stunk. Here's the passage from 1 Corinthians 11, verses 17 all the way to 22. It says, "In the following directives, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you. And to some extent, I believe it. No doubt there have to be differences among you to show which of you has God's approval. So then, when you come together, it is not the Lord's supper you eat, for when you are eating, some of you go ahead with your own private suppers. As a result, one person remains hungry and another gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God by humiliating those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? Certainly not in this matter." Now, these are the specific practices that Paul was sniffing and pointing out. Number one, not patiently waiting for some to arrive. It said this, "You go ahead with your own private suppers." I can relate to this. It's usually the same person or the same family that always keeps others waiting. This can be frustrating. At EFCC, we wouldn't hold up a service or our communion, which is usually at the end of the service, because someone we were expecting to be there didn't show up that day. And number two, some were left out. One person remains hungry. Our practice of communion isn't at lunch or dinner. I've often wondered what a person had to do to get seconds of communion. It is separate from our regular meals. "Don't you have homes to eat and drink in?" he asked. We separate it today so it will be a special time of focusing on Jesus and not on our stomach, not ourselves. Number three, getting drunk. It said, "And another gets drunk." There's been a debate about whether the cup Jesus said was his blood was a cup of wine, a fermented drink, or a cup of juice. Some argue that the bread of Passover was unfermented, without yeast, and therefore the drink would have been the same. The point is arguable, and I don't see us learning for sure until we are in Jesus' presence. What is clear is that getting drunk takes the focus off Jesus and is at minimum a distraction from the meaning of the Lord's table, and probably so much worse than that, and also a big part of why they were doing more harm than good. Number four, not providing for those who couldn't afford to bring food. It said, quote, "humiliating those who have nothing," unquote. "They're late and they won't bring anything anyway. Let's just get started." I could hear myself saying that in many modern settings. But Paul says that the church is to be connected. And because of Jesus' sacrifice, we care for, we wait for, and we honor one another. So, ask God to help that be our personal and corporate practice at Emmanuel Faith and in our own lives and in our own meals. And if you notice the ways that it's not, speak up and change something. Thanks again. John Riley here, the junior high pastor at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.